I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
In the Brick and Brick and Remix, Danny Beard.
And I'm Staban,
Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy's learning a new language.
Danny's ready to take it outside.
And we're celebrating everything lesbian in this special visibility episode.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, DJ Danny Beard.
This podcast is two queers, but if we want to get technical, there's sometimes four.
Well, there's sometimes more.
Yeah.
Four or more.
Today too, though.
A gaggle of gays.
We're in your ears anyway, talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horrors, and getting all the gossip from you, the listeners, and sometimes we even answer your questions.
Mm-hmm. Anything from what this week, my dearie?
Sofa strap-ons.
I don't know why I'm saying my dearie. That
hello,
was very
dearie.
Old drag queen.
Oh, hello, me dearies. Sofa strap-ons to queer-coded Christmas gifts.
I'm glad yours says that because my script says TBC.
Oh, right. Mine's been updated then.
Mine's not, but there I love that. So it's sofa strap-ons to...
queer-coded Christmas gifts.
I love anything queer-coded.
You're queer-coded.
I am queer.
Dear.
Do you know, can I just say, what have you... Well, no, what have you been up to this
week? We have to
week?
Do the plug
it sounds
first.
Like, I hate doing the Sorry, plug first. Why
on.
Do I not know this?
I don't know. Do
on
the plug.
Our own show. I'm just sitting listening to Lily Mae, Russell Crisp's in the corner. I feel like I'm on Baby Reindeer and she's my only audience. Do you want to become a gossip goddess?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the answer's yes, then you should get in touch to share your biggest confession, daily dilemma, funny story, or anything else wild, Billy.
Camp crazy or cuckoo.
Yeah, you can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp, a text, a voice note. You could go wild.
I think we've got a voice note today, by the way.
Wowza.
I've already seen.
Mm-hmm.
I intro it.
No.
I'm
back
so
to
excited.
The intro, to the bar, to the Bentley, to the voice note. DM us on Insta at Gossip Gaze Pod, or... you can fill in our form, baby.
Uh-huh.
Head over to this episode's description to find out more. Back to the show.
Fab. Two things I want to kick off the show with today.
Oh, she's on a mission.
I looked
she's
at...
Katie B. Why can I not remember Katie B? That's a tune.
That she's doing Pride. Manchester
she's doing
Pride.
Money Pride.
Do Manchester Pride. So if you love Katie B, get there, get your tickets, we'll be there. Two things. I looked at the some of our reviews this
good
week.
I don't look me.
One of them was like blowing smoke up our asses, but said that I laugh too loud near the mic and we have adjusted things in the background. So when I laugh, hopefully it shouldn't be as loud in your ears.
Don't take it personally. You have got a cacklingly loud laugh.
I'm proud of my laugh, but when it's down on microphone and in people's ears, I get it can be a little bit like
you don't want to blow people's feet.
I don't want to give people tinnitus, you know?
Mm.
So sorry if you got tinnitus from my laugh, but... sorry about it. And the next one was too many adverts and what the fuck football adverts. I know you need the coin, girls, but what the fuck?
Ooh.
I know. I thought, well...
football ads.
Do you know what?
What a shame. We don't have to listen to it back with the adverts. How lucky are we?
I know, yeah.
Sorry to put in. The ads are targeted.
The ads,
if you're getting football ads, that's on you.
It's like a YouTube video. Like, we don't control the ads, I don't think.
We're not.
What? Yeah. And also, when you listen back, they also change every time, so...
I love how Sam's just jumped to our defense. Yeah.
Thank you, Sam. Lily Mae's not in the corner, just like stitching every single ad into every single pod. Mm. No,
it's quite technical.
That's you.
Yeah. Thank you,
Sam. You wanted football. There you go. Now.
You want cake, you got cake. Now eat it.
And also, like, people don't work here for free. We're not here for the good of our health, darling. Lily Mae's not doing it just for a meet and greet with Danny Beard. Do you know what I mean?
Is she not?
No, she's not. She needs paying. Right.
Well, I'm going to keep the podcast free.
You've got to listen to the football ads.
No, listen, it is what it is. Everything's got adverts now. You can't walk down the street without seeing an advert for Summits.
I know. Pampers, everything.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And if you're getting targeted ad for Pampers, then it is on you.
That's you, Billy. What are you doing with diapers?
I've got IBS. I've got IBS.
There's a lot of people into diapers.
I know.
No king shaming.
No king shaming.
There's people that love to piss and shit themselves.
Adult baby. Yeah.
Adult baby diapers.
Do you think that stems from like people wanting to be looked after?
Yeah.
It is. That's where that must
stem from. A loving place, but ends up going to quite a bizarre place. You know, yeah. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't personally want to piss and shit myself.
No.
I mean, I do on a Zempic.
For sure. I know you do, but it's not out of choice. Yeah,
it's not out of choice. You never know when you have the Zempic shits and they're on the way.
You either get bunged up for about 4 weeks or then you have continuous diarrhea for two. Mm-hmm. It's very bizarre. I came off it for that reason. Well, not just that reason, but I just felt weak.
You do feel weak. You can't go to the gym properly. I went swimming this week.
You probably did a length and was knackered.
Well, it was an Olympic-sized pool, so it was 50 metres ago.
She's going to the Olympics, everybody.
Honey. Training for the Olympics.
Shot put, javelin.
Hammer throw. Why are we giving it all Matilda quotes today?
I know.
What an iconic film.
So good.
But yeah, I did the shot put, the hammer throw. I did 50 metres. I felt like I was drowning.
Mm.
Kai was up and down swimming like a fish.
Yeah.
I was like,
Morgan's like that.
I was like the last lonely orca at SeaWorld. Me, I was
same. Yeah. Like, put me out my misery, just shoot me.
I was fucking honest to God. Puffing out my blowhole. Trying to fucking breathe up and down this Olympic sized swimming pool. When we got this, it's 50 metres today, not 25. I thought, fab.
Please.
Less lengths to do, innit?
Yeah.
No. I was clinging onto the wall like it was some kind of fucking earthquake.
Honest to God, no, it is hard to swim. Hats off to any swimmers
out
there.
Do you know how many I did? 6 lengths.
But you're
I
out of breath.
I walked across Manchester City Centre half an hour.
Wow.
To do 6 lengths. And then I ordered an Uber from outside back. I didn't walk
back. It's hard. I always feel dead hungry after swimming.
Hungry?
Hungry, yeah.
Mama. I could, if I'd have walked.
Yeah.
If I'd have walked, I'd have been into every stall. Oh,
yeah, that buzz. Yeah, that buzz then. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I've been fitted with a fat alarm. Anytime I think of food, it electric shocks me. I'd have been into every shop, every Mackey's, every Archie's.
Yeah.
I'd have been ping, ping, ping on the Starbucks card.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Don't mention Starbucks.
Well, I don't go to Starbucks anymore, obviously. No.
We're sat here with Costa.
Yeah, we're sat here with Costa and we don't get McDonald's either. Should we move on with the show?
Yeah.
I actually had 3 McDonald's in a row the other day.
You shouldn't know that. That's a lot. Look at Sam's gasp.
No, I say a row, I mean each night for tea, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
For your tea? I can't have McDonald's for my tea. It's a light snack at best.
What?
No, McDonald's
was
for your tea.
On. I'd done the radio in the day and gigs of a night. I had a nap in between.
Oh, okay, maybe,
so you finish at like midnight, 1 a.m. I'm like, just summit quick, get me a fucking food.
Yeah.
But I was on the way back from a gig on Friday and I dropped the pin in the wrong location in town. He was ringing me. I'm outside. I was like, I'm outside.
And he was like,
I'm outside. And I was like, well, I'm outside. How about that?
Meet me outside.
Where are you? And he was like, where are you? And I was like, you're not where the pin. And then I was like, mate, I'm really sorry. I've dropped the pin at the other side of the town.
Did he come and drop it off?
Like, if I tip you a tenner, will you come?
And did he?
Yeah, and then there was no option for me to tip, so I'm going to hell.
Oh.
Everyone's shocking the room.
See you there.
But I don't know why there was no option to tip. It normally comes up after the fact.
It does, actually, but no.
Yeah.
Actually, wait, was this Uber Eats?
No, I never use Uber Eats. I hate Uber Eats with a passion. Uber Eats fucks me off.
Yeah, same.
They are sloppy, they're cold, they spill, they don't refund you if they fuck up. They just say it's not our problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, well, actually, it is your problem because I'm somebody that orders out every day.
Yeah.
So now you've not got me. I feel like one of them big fat Karens. At a hen party that's like, we're going to take our custom elsewhere. Yeah, no one gives a shit. In the grand scheme of things, they don't give a shit. But I know I affect them by not ordering there.
The pink pound is more valuable. The pink pound is more valuable.
More disposable income from the gays.
Pound for pound, honey. Mm.
I'm back from South Africa. Hello, everybody. Hello,
Oh, my God, talk to us about South Africa.
I've got some notes. That was a good accent, that.
Thank you. I was getting good because while you were away, I was watching a lot of South African.
It's hard, is the accent.
It's hard to do.
Very hard.
South Africa.
Do you know what? I also found the most shocking thing.
What?
That my boyfriend can speak Zulu and Afrikaans.
Why did I know that before you went and you didn't?
I went and he's fucking speaking different languages. I was mind blown. I didn't know any of this. I was like...
How do you not know your boyfriend speaks other languages?
This is what I mean. I've been with him 4 years and I didn't know he could speak Zulu.
I was shook. Morgan's definitely not using a Zulu to speak to you, is he?
No, he's not. No.
Well, I've heard him speak Zulu after a few, let me tell you.
Do you know what? It was a beautiful place. Like, it's so stunning. The beaches are gorgeous. Like, there's a lot of... Like, everybody's got electric fences on their house. I think there's a lot of crime.
I was going to say, since you've been back, we and you are planning on going 2025.
Yeah.
We and Billy
we want to do
gonna,
a safari.
We're going to go on safari, aren't we?
Yeah, which is a great experience. I'd recommend it to anybody. And it's cheaper than what you think.
It's a dream, lifelong dream to go on a safari.
Yeah, see wild animals. It's fab.
And I also want to go whale watching.
I saw a whale in the ocean and we did like a water safari. So we saw dolphins, whales. We saw a seal eating like an octopus and it was throwing it up in the air like a ball and playing with it, but like torturing it. It was weird, but also...
It was sick.
We were watching wild. It was wild, yeah.
What?
I know.
See, I'm so excited to go. And the food was top 10. Top tier.
Yeah,
Chef
but
kiss.
We've had a couple of incidents, which I've actually not told you about.
What?
We was in this coffee shop, and then, because Morgan can speak...
Homophobia.
Homophobia happened.
Oh, right. So reel me in with the animals and get me to book on a safari and don't tell me you've been homophobically attacked every day.
Well, what happened was, so we were in this coffee shop, and as we were leaving, Morgan heard the people behind the counter use the word staban, which basically is like faggot in, I think, Afrikaans. Or Zulu. I can't remember which language it is. But Morgan used to get called it in school, so it triggered him.
Staban?
Staban. He was, like, triggered. And I saw him, and I was like, what's up? And he's like, yeah, I am Staban. What's he got to do? Like, he shouted at them. And I was like, oh!
In Zulu or English?
No, English. And then we walked away, and I was like, what's that mean? He's like, oh, I used to get called it in school. Anyway, then when
we went
to
like
this...
I feel like a good South African drag name, drag queen, could be Gloria Estaban.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's funny. Yeah, Gloria Estaban. Yeah.
Anyway, then
we went to this other restaurant in the evening, and then a waiter walked past us and just said Staban to like the other waiters and was like pointing at us. Anyway, we flipped.
Flipped.
Proper flipped. The manager had to come over. We were full on Karen mode. Morgan was like, I speak fucking Zulu and we're going to take our money out and slamming on the table.
Was he?
I was turned on.
Can I just say, I love it when you're like, boyfriend like sticks up for you and it's such a weird like patriarchal, like misogyny. I don't know what it is, but it's like, oh my God, my boyfriend's sticking up.
My hero.
Honestly, my hair goes about 4 foot down to the floor.
Yeah.
It's like blowing in the wind. I get my fucking sunglasses on. I feel like a Kris Jenner. I'm like, you got it, sweetie.
That's exactly what
That's
I was
what
like.
I feel like.
Yeah. But I actually felt like crying when I heard it because I was like, this wouldn't happen. In the UK, like, I've never felt homophobia from where I'm in a place and the staff are being homophobic to me. That's not happened in this country. Obviously, in, like, high school, people used to say faggot, but I've never gone into, like, a restaurant and somebody's gone faggot, like, somebody working there. Essentially what they did.
Wow.
So I actually got upset. So I think he, like, kind of, like... saw me getting upset and was like, right.
Yeah.
And then...
And what happened with the manager?
The manager came over, useless piece of shit, was the manager, really? Actually, yes. He said, I'm going to check on the cameras, see who said it. We're like, fuck off. And then we left a review. Well, Morgan then left a review on their page. And then...
Did they delete it?
No, the, like, area manager then got in contact. And she was a lesbian. So... everybody in that restaurant has got somebody coming in and they're all getting trained on how to deal with same-sex people. And she was like, I am so embarrassed because...
a little win.
She was like...
It's a good win.
Yeah, Karen's wet dream. Karen's wet dream.
Because she was like, what do they say about me? Because she was like, if they're saying that about customers, what are they saying about me? They know I'm married to a woman. I want to know what they're saying. So she was actually really good.
Wow.
And she was like...
Oh, I'm proud of you.
She even phoned us.
Oh, did she?
She phoned us, spoke to us on the phone, and she was incredible. Yeah.
Did you get any money back then or what?
Not offered a free fucking thing. No. But we, everybody at that restaurant where we were is getting trained on same-sex couples. Oh,
do you know what? They're only going to... If they're already homophobic, I feel like sometimes is that just going to make it worse for them? Oh, great. Gay training.
They were like kids. They were young. It was kind of like... Do you know, like, everybody in McDonald's is young, like, most people work there. They've just come out of school. It was kind of that vibe. So I feel like it was almost, like, still playground.
Word?
Staban.
Right, well, we need Staban t-shirts when we go.
Welcome to the Staban days. Yeah. Oh, no, the Gossip Stabans.
The Gossip Stabans.
There we go, that's us now.
I mean, South African lesbian manager sounds great. We should get her to be the next guest host when next time we're
on
a holiday.
I've got a number.
Got a direct line, darling. Straight to the tippity top.
Yeah, table for
so
two.
So other
for
than the homophobia.
That only happened on, but do you know
twice.
What? It happened in the same day. So
how
that's
weird.
So it was like the same day, but then it never happened again. Like we were.
What were you wearing that day?
I looked like a pufter.
Yeah.
I did.
You didn't wear that pink Britney vest again, did you? On the whole.
Do you know what? But then part of me was like the rest of my holiday being like, oh, I can't wear that. I'm scared of getting close to ban again. Like that mentality happened.
How weird.
So like I didn't wear some of my clothes. I thought, oh, I'm not wearing that. I can't be asked with the drama.
And this is, can I just say, this is a really fun point to make. Not fun, but I feel poignant, if you will. When people are like, why do gay people have to go on about it all the time? No one cares.
Yeah.
But like, there's a really great example. Like, you're travelling around the world.
For sure.
You want to feel safe and people are calling you faggot in the street. Like, you don't get turned up and people are like, breeders.
Yeah, for sure.
Breeders. Do you know what I mean?
And it's kind of lucky that Morgan knew the words. Otherwise, to be fair, I kind of wish he didn't because it'd just been ignorant is bliss, I guess. But also, I'm kind of glad that, because if... Obviously, you wouldn't have known that word. And if you went to South Africa and someone said it to you...
I'd have been like, thank you, Staban.
Exactly.
Bye, Staban.
Exactly.
I'd have been saying it along.
Yeah.
Yes, Staban. Staban. Yeah, picture with me. Yes, Staban. Drag race. Yes, Staban. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that was just like kind of a moment where I thought, But the rest of the time was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But my friend was like, oh God, I'm really worried. If you're going to go there on safari, it's quite unsafe. And I was like...
I think it's like, I was chatting to Morgan's friends and they were like, we keep in our own bubble. Everybody keeps in their own bubble. It's as safe as what it, like you do need security on your house.
Yeah.
But where...
The Airbnb will have that, won't it?
Exactly. But also there is a lot of poverty there, which is such a shame. Like there's like the government over there is fucked. Basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is everywhere.
It is everywhere, but the rich-poor divide is massive.
It's big.
Massive. You can see that on one end of the town, you've got people living in mansions. On the next, you just see
shanty
poverty everywhere. It's horrible. Yeah.
You said that.
So...
Makes you realise how lucky we are, really.
Actually, yeah, it does.
But I'm glad you had a nice time.
I did.
I'm even more glad that you're back.
Yeah.
Should
it's nice to be back.
Should we do a bit of a podcast or what?
Yeah, I think that's what I would do. Should we crack on which show?
Actually,
have you got all else to say? Or we've been chatting for too long?
Well, I actually have. Yeah, I got mistaken for the Viv in when we were out the other night.
You did, yeah.
It was the most awkward thing ever since I lost a bit of weight. People think I'm the Viv.
You don't look like
anything
though.
Alike.
I'm just Scouse and they know I'm a drag queen, I think. I think I give off drag queen.
Yeah.
It's probably the really tight, fresh skin that makes me look 13 years
drag
old.
Drag queen energy.
Yeah. Young, fresh meat.
But you got a free shot out of it.
We all got a free shot out of it.
You did actually, yeah.
I think he still thought I was the Vivian.
Yeah.
Pretending I wasn't.
Yeah,
I was
so the
like,
guy
no,
came
no,
over
babe,
was like,
no,
oh, yeah, you're the Vivian, aren't you? And you were like, no.
I just went, no, not me.
Do you get embarrassed to then say, actually, no, I'm Danny Beard?
That would be, yeah. I wanted the world to swallow me up. I didn't want to be like, no, I'm the less famous fat one.
Okay.
I'm the one from the franchise four down.
Right.
As people stop watching it as much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God forbid season six. Jeremy, I don't want to start all that.
Right, okay. So you just kind of leave it.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, that lesbian who helped us out, it actually reminded me it's Lesbian Visibility Week this week, everybody.
Woo!
Visibility! We've done, I think we actually did a whole episode on this maybe a few years ago.
Yes.
And we always...
In the early days.
Yeah, we always like to mention our gorgeous lesbian listeners. And today, am I right in thinking that every letter is from a lesbian?
Correct. Monzo, darling.
There we go.
Every voice you will hear, every story you will hear is from one of our beautiful lesbian sisters that listen to the show. And I wanted today, I was like, let's get a lesbian co-host. But then I thought, I don't want tokenism. I want real people's stories. I want our listeners involved. And I think it can be hard because presenting on the front of our show is like, there's a couple of white gays. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
What have they got to say?
Yeah.
But I like to always try and be as inclusive as possible on the show.
For sure.
We are just genuine friends.
Yeah.
We can't help it.
Yeah. It's not for the cameras and
asking no. It's not for the cameras and asking no. Just genuine happy people. And we just genuinely want to make people have a nice time and all that. So today we got a lot of lesbians on.
We do. We do.
We love our lesbians friends.
So should we do it then?
And a couple of bisexuals as well.
Oh, right. Okay. You
know, stick your finger in a lesbian. Makes you one.
Right, well, we're going to
I should have a fucking massive sugar-free energy drink every show.
Right, well, while you dial that sugar-free, we'll be back with your gossip after this short break. But first, are you cuckoo for confessions?
No.
Are you gagging for the gossip? Or are you turned on by tittle-tattle? What is tittle-tattle?
Tittle-tattle is like when you tell a little story. Are you tittle-tattling? Don't be tittle-tattling on your sister, you little snitch.
Ah, like
get
a glass.
Get back upstairs, you little fucker. You'll have no dinner.
Okay, got you.
Like how you'd speak to a five-year-old.
Well, then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, your fellow queens, allies, and telling them to listen to us,
the Gossip Gays.
Yes, spread the love by spreading the podcast. Mm-hmm. Share this episode on WhatsApp now.
We'll give you a few moments while you listen to the football.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gays.
Welcome, benevido.
Yeah.
Welcome, and whatever you so also say on the side of a Mackey's cup, I can't remember.
I hope you enjoyed those gorgeous football adverts. I Kissed a Girl, which is the sequel to I Kissed a Boy.
Well, it's series two of the same show, but with a different format slightly by instead of gays looking for love. It's lesbians looking for love.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Danny Minogue is hosting again.
George, love that. New voiceover, though, this time.
Who is it again? We just spoke about it and I can't remember now.
What's she called again?
Charlie Marlowe's going to take over Leighton Williams.
She's gorge.
She lesbian.
Funny. Yes.
Fabulous. I'm excited to see the cast.
It's just been announced when you're listening to this.
Yeah, but currently at time of recording, we don't know it, but I've seen clips of people
massively into the last series, but I feel like I'll be more into this one.
I was into
loved
it.
The last season.
In fact,
we were both really into it because we spoke about it a lot. Yeah, I thought it was great.
I hope there's drama. I like drama in reality TV, even though it's like, I love a bit of drama.
Well, if my one night out to vanilla is anything to go by, it's going to be full of fisticuffs.
Okay, got it.
And bed swapping.
Right, well, I hope so. I want all that.
I want all that.
I want all of it. What are we on about now? Oh, okay. Do you want to crack off with this letter
then? Crack on with the show. We've got a lot of our gorgeous listeners have messaged in. And our first one, Sam is going to tell us. It comes from Sammy. She, her pronouns. Producer Sam, you're drafting in right now to help us go through everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me slightly reading the script, but also Lily May just laughed at the shit ad lib.
We're also going to remind people that we do want people to get in touch. So if you've got your own confessions, questions and gossip, get in touch.
Yeah.
The wilder the better.
The wilder the better. Did you hear that?
Wilder the better.
Wild thing.
Right, let's hear what Sammy has to say. So Sammy says, I'm a proud lesbian listener. I wanted to share a funny story about my coming out. I'm 27 now, but I came out a few years ago to my family. My parents were shocked and didn't quite know how to handle the fact that their only daughter was gay, but did their best to understand. From this, I noticed that my mom had downloaded TikTok as she thought it would help educate her on modern lesbian life. I was very worried about what she'd find. She also told me she tried to watch The L Word, but didn't make it very far because it was too raunchy.
Ooh, it is raunchy.
There's a lot of red button flicking on that.
A lot of DJ sets.
DJ sets, if you will.
Oh, someone really going for the mix.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh. Someone really going for the mix.
Sam to me and Via.
Wow, yeah. I think you could make that soundbite and use it in Radio 1, just saying. Just really going for the mix. Anyway.
Me on anthems when I go from Britney into fucking Madonna.
Really into the mix. Right. Mom tries to watch L Word. Too raunchy.
Too raunchy for the ma.
She'd ask me if I felt more mask or femme, and it was really nice that she was taking a keen interest in understanding lesbian culture.
Aww.
I told her I slightly lean on the mask side.
Grr.
That year for Christmas, there was a gift she was really excited to give me.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I just moved into a new flat a couple of weeks before. My mum and dad had decided to buy me a toolbox for Christmas.
I mean, practical.
Practical.
It's practical. It is.
I actually, side note, I actually got a toolbox off my dad once, and it was pink.
Covered in glitter. All the
tools inside were pink. And at the time, I was really fucking, like, offended and, like, what is it funny? Because I'm gay, you got me pink, yeah?
Oh, he was trying to do something nice.
And I basically left him in me, like, uni halls. You know what? He was trying to do something nice, and I would love a pink toolbox now with all pink stuff in.
So would I.
I'd love that. Anyway,
I would
So just, Dad, if you're listening, I know you're not, but, you know, one day I might be dead before you, and you might come back and listen to all this. So if you're listening, I love that gift.
Oh, that's actually really sweet.
That was really sweet, wasn't
it? Yeah.
He won't listen, and I won't die. He will die first.
Anyway, Mum and Dad decided to buy me a toolbox for Christmas.
Tools.
My mum said she'd seen how
Tools.
You sounded like a preset
to not
on a keyboard.
I need one of these energy drinks.
I think you should have a second.
I'm fucking bouncing off the wall. I feel like I'm a coffee enema.
There we go.
Let's go.
Sorry, Sam. Right.
Toolbox. Okay. Let's go. Gillian Anderson on the way.
Right, yeah. Sammy got a toolbox for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
My mum said she'd seen how lesbians love to fix things. And because I was so good at helping her with her phone when she had problems with it, she thought that's the kind of lesbian I am. I couldn't stop laughing. I'm pretty useless with DIY stuff, but the toolbox has actually come in handy. My parents have been such amazing allies to me, and I feel so grateful for that. Now my mum, who also keeps telling me how much she loves Gillian Anderson at the moment, and I think she's developed a crush. Either way, I think it's helped her feel more comfortable with her sexuality too. I wish the same for all the gays out there. Thanks for making this amazing podcast, and big shout out to all the lesbians, Sammy.
Yeah, baby.
Poo, 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 poo.
There we go. I can remember when I first came out as well.
I don't know why I said poo, poo, poo.
Poo, poo.
You are just a sound effect for today.
What is it?
Poo, 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 poo.
Not poo, 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 poo.
Okay, whatever. Poo your fingers.
I can remember when I came out, my mum's friend Stacey, she tried to like, she bought some new clothes and like she came in and was like, Billy, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Like, as soon as she knew I was gay, she thought I'd instantly be into fashion and be able to give us some like fashion advice. I was like 13 years old, but I think it was just her trying to like,
yeah,
welcome you.
Yeah, welcome me to the community. Or like embrace. Like she tried to do a nice thing, and I think I kind of like saw my heart a little bit and thought, what the fuck is she doing that for? Like I'm still me. This is
I'm still into manly things, you know, like Britney.
Yeah, exactly.
But bombing.
I think like people just try and make you feel like people they're okay with it.
Yeah, and yeah. I think props no malice to your mum here for trying. Like I think it's just funny. From the queers, as I call us all,
yeah,
you know how the straights think that they should act for around sure. us.
Yeah,
kind of reminds me of my show coming out this September, Straight Expectations. Tickets on sale now.
Speaking of that, though,
I'm joking.
No, but I am excited for your show. If you've not got tickets, listeners, go get them.
We can't really go in a segue to my show. No, but it is funny, like, how straight how people they think they have to act around us.
For sure. And I think that just comes from because they don't really know.
Yeah, but it's it's funnier when it comes more from a place of care.
Yeah.
When they're trying their best to try and, like, I'm going to support them and show them that I'm not bothered by it.
Yeah. Pink
and
toolbox.
It's just so funny. Pink toolbox.
Yeah.
Pink toolbox.
Yeah.
Actually, we have better representation now, we have to think. Like for our parents, like growing up, the only queer representation they had was stereotypes.
Yeah,
essentially.
So who was that one off? You know, Carry On's the Carry On film. Oh dear,
I don't know which one.
Do you know what I mean? That really old. Come on,
I don't know, but
the
I like
older
that,
gays that listen will know.
Julian Clary.
No, but I mean, great that, example.
Yeah, there we go. Or Julian like Dale Winton.
Yeah.
Trump,
I'm gonna have cock in the hole. Oh, sorry, toad in the hole. No,
yeah.
That's what it was all like back then, wasn't
it? Yeah, for sure.
I love all that. That's all good for me. Next up, we've got a voice note from...
That's me introing that, you stupid bitch. Let's do that again.
Favourite lesbian.
Fuck off, Billy, I'm doing it.
Does Billy
why? Do you not
want to
read the last
notes,
no, of course I don't. We'll go from the top.
So, go on.
Leave all that in. I hope this makes the show so the listeners can really see what you're like to me. Nasty piece of work you are.
You got...
Honest to God, this is a feud season 4, Danny V. Billy, the Gossip Gays. Someone better get air over from America on this. What's
who?
She called? She does all American Horror, Sam.
Oh, Jessica...
Not Jessica Lang.
Jessica Lang. Jessica Lang will be playing me.
Sarah
Paulson will play air.
Anyway, Billy, you best nail this.
I'm
gathering
my vape,
so you've got to nail this introduction because a lot of build up.
So we, of course, have got a voice note from one of our favourite lesbian listeners, and we're going to play that now.
I thought our mine was better intro. I'm not mad.
I just feel like there's a lot of build up, so it's not really not fair to Billy.
Shut up.
Hello, Gossip Gays.
Oh, hello.
Thought I'd send a message for Lesbian Visibility Week, baby.
Yay.
On why I love being a big old lesbian.
I love,
love it. So I came out at 21, and before then, I was having sex with men quite a lot because I thought that I didn't enjoy sex, and someone had told me, oh, you've just not found the right bloke. And I was like, all right, that makes sense. And I was like, this is shit. Like, it'd be like, oh, isn't it amazing, especially in like college and stuff, but oh, isn't sex great? I'd be like, it's shite. Like, what are you talking about? It's actually shit. Oh. Slept with a woman once, and it was like a fucking light bulb. I was like, oh,
wow.
Right, this is what people are talking about.
Oh.
And suddenly my world opened up. I mean, I'm 32 now, and it's just been the best thing that's ever happened to me, is realizing that I'm gay. Absolutely love it. Love all the fellow lesbian listeners of the Gossip Gays in particular. You're all fucking fab. And I love yous, but I love you lot. And happy lesbian week.
Can I just say, I never thought ever in my wildest dreams I'd get shivers to wearing a lesbian having sex. But that, when people write into us, it's very easy to relate to the gay gays.
Yeah.
And we can relate to lesbians opening up. On a similar page, we can relate to them, but we never know how it feels. And I've never heard it described like that.
Same.
Like, it must be quite hard to not fully get, as a female... Oh, God, did you hear that burp come up then?
Yeah.
You just get emotional. It's okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sam. It must be quite hard as a female to not understand why you're not enjoying sex.
For sure, yeah.
Because I think women are completely told one thing about sex. Do you know what I mean? And I'd hate to be young and having to navigate sex now.
Yeah, but
like
hell.
College era, like
for sure.
Because like when I've done something with straight passing men, they're always like rough and tumbling. Rough? It's like yeah. What is this like the rough thing?
You
like,
don't
no
need
one
to be rough.
It.
No.
No wonder she was like it's shit.
Yeah.
And then she found a nice you know pussy palace to lay her head in.
For sure.
Good for her.
Good on you. Yeah, you know what?
I
can't remember this listener's name and it's not written down, but. She's been on a few times.
Yeah.
Favourite lesbian listener, we love you.
I think of lesbians, like, probably not just dealing with the whole heteronormative part of society, but also the expectations of, like, very misogynistic expectations of women. In terms of, you should find a man.
I'm trying
to
say what I was saying, but yes.
Because a lot of lesbians, I understand it, they get hypersexualized by straight men as well.
As well?
Yeah, so it's like...
Fuck off.
Yeah.
you've never had a woman come over and sexualise you and your boyfriend, have you?
That's what I mean.
Exactly.
So actually, it's probably...
It's even tougher for girls.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know from experience, obviously, but I can imagine it will be.
Mm-hmm. I think her name's Jen, but I'm not...
Jen, that's it. It is Jen. Well, thank you, Jen, for sending another voice note. Keep them coming.
You're
like a fourth presenter, darling.
Yeah. Jen is camp cuckoo and crazy.
Yeah, for sure. She ticks all the boxes.
She ticks all the boxes, including her own. Good for her.
Perfect. Do you want to read this last one, love, from Sophie?
Once upon a time, me and my now ex, not that her being my ex now has anything to do with this story, mate, my ex-girlfriend were having sex in the living room at my mum's house. It's like a separate room to the house, so not that weird.
So I thought.
Obviously, an unfortunate aspect of the lesbian sex thing is that there's a lack of a penis. So I was using a strap-on. I was using a strap-on on her on the sofa. We were having a good old time and we both finished up, but both of us crossed the finish line.
Orgasmed.
Our post-nut clarity phase of life, I nonchalantly wrapped the strap-on, harness and all, in the towel and we put down on the sofa and I put it on the other sofa that was in the living room.
Like a riddle, that.
I read it quite well, I find. Thank you. I don't think of anything of it and completely forget that it's there. I can see where this is going.
Yeah.
So basically, she's wrapped the strap-on in a towel, put it on another sofa in another room, and she lives in a house with a mother.
Got you.
Well, here we go. My mother comes home maybe 10 minutes later and comes in. The first thing she does is obviously go to clear the room up.
Oh,
she
God.
Innocently picks up the towel. And in front of me and my girlfriend, the strap-on falls to the floor.
Oh.
I can just see it rolling out.
Yeah, everybody's face.
Oh, I imagine it's got more of like onto the floor.
With that big wobbly shake. Imagine it sucker plunged to the floor and the mum couldn't pick it up. Everything happened in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
It clunks as the pure weight of it hits the floor.
Yeah, weighty.
We stare at each other for a moment in disbelief before I literally throw myself to the floor to cover it up, grabbing the towel from my mum and immediately wrapping it back up. In my panic, it flops out again and bounces a couple of times. I run after it. I finally retrieve it. You've got a shadow on your lung.
I'm just laughing. I keep wheezing when I laugh.
You're wheezing. In my panic, it flops out again and it bounces a couple of times. I ran after it. I finally retrieved it. My mum says nothing and just leaves the room. Oh. Me and my girlfriend are howling at what the fuck just happened. Never again did we fuck on the sofa in the living room.
Oh my God.
You know what? I think some people, when they shag, need a risk assessment. Not necessarily of like what
could go on
here. And
who's going to be the one to carry that out? Because I tell you what now... Sometimes just getting a Johnny out of a pocket gives me the ick. Never mind fucking someone getting a fucking form.
Clipboard and pen.
Maybe just a bit of foresight to like dildos in the living room at your mum's. You know what I mean? Just a bit of a...
I just think it's a... house share, and especially with a parent figure, You play with fire, get burnt. Too many lessons to learn. But it's all physics there.
I didn't know that song was about a dildo. Fans.
That was a long time ago. It's not about a dildo, but it is about playing with fire and you will get burnt.
For sure. I mean, I'm sure... I mean, I hope the mum found the funny side of it years later.
She will have, surely. Yeah.
I mean, it bouncing and flopping all over the floor. She trying to catch it. I mean, that's like a scene out of a sketch show,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck
it
out.
And the fact that it had a fucking harness attached to the dildo as well is quite funny to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Laugh like, it wasn't it? Just a dildo. It the mum didn't just think, oh, there was a dildo. The mum knew.
It was a strap-on, for sure.
Don't say strap-on with such menace.
Strap-on. Strap that on, baby.
Strap-on. Strap-off. Listen, girls, gays and nays. And especially our lesbians. We've got... this one's going out to my lesbians. That's a bit of pink. I'm joking, girls. We got a crown, a gossip god.
It's got to be dildo flopping all about the place, on, right?
You know what? Sally. I think that's an obvious choice.
Strap on,
it's
Sophie.
It's a gossip gaze.
Yeah.
I think we go to Jen.
On a Lifetime Achievement Award.
On a Lifetime Achievement Award. Thank you, Sam.
Or can we just give an honourable mention to Jen?
No, she's had many honourable mentions. I want this bitch to get some kind of big pink pussy power badge.
Oh, right, OK.
are we now changing Gossip Goddess to pink pussy power badge?
For this week. This week only.
Exclusively for Jen.
OK. Jen, you've got it, girl.
You've got it, girl. It's shrouded in misogyny, and we hope you love it. It's not really shrouded in misogyny. That's the joke, guys. Come on, it's multi-levels, faceted jokes here.
Well, should we give Jen a round of applause, our Lifetime Achievement Award? Yay!
Jen. That was very masked.
Yeah.
Good. Right, well, that's it. That's the end of this show, end of this week. We are back on Monday with a little Brucey bonus. It's going to be a special bonus as well, actually. So make sure you tune in for that. And remember, if you want to get in touch with us, share a dilemma, a funny story, or anything else, camp crazy, include something similar that you may have heard today, but wilder. Wilder the better.
Bigger dildos.
Bigger dildos.
More bouncing.
Exactly.
More mothers.
More mothers. Come through, mother. Well, send us a WhatsApp, text, voice note us, go wild, DM us on Instagram, or fill in our form. All the deets are in this episode's very description. And also leave us a review.
Yes, we love to hear them, especially when you slag us off.
Yeah, the feedback is welcomed.
Feedback is welcome. We're actually joking, but we're not that precious about it.
Don't give a shit.
Like, we're media personalities at this point. We don't need you. I'm joking.
Oh, well, there we go.
Just love
it.
The shock factor. I love it. Have a nice time. We'll see you on Monday. We've got a real gorge bonus coming this Monday. We're actually about to record it right now, just for a peek behind the curtain. And it's you know, we do what we do best here on the Gossip Gaze. We give you light and shade.
For sure.
That's all I'm gonna say on the matter.
Oh, she's teasing you. Oh, you're such teasing. A tease. Oh.
Teasing. All of my diamonds.
Done. Okay, Bob. Yeah.
The Gossip Gaze.
Someone really going for the match.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.